Most of the people this side of Barton Street, or, you know, around the Barton Street area, went to Widden. I don't know many people that went to St James, so they must have all lived in Treadwith at the time, more or less. And we had quite big classes because it was wartime, and there were about 40, more than 40, nearer 50 in some of the classes. There were two entrants, you know, for a year. So there'd be quite a lot of children around, and the teachers that we had, because it was wartime to start with anyway, you had a lot of the men had gone, the men teachers had gone, so but there were some older ones left, so we tended to have them if there were any men teachers. And some of them were quite strict, and some of them practically bullied you into passing the don't think it was called the 11 plus then. I think we called it the scholarship, but to go to the grammar school or whichever school. But I have to say that nearly everybody in our class of 50, of the top class anyway, passed for a grammar school. All Saints Church was, I can't remember the date, it was in Victorian times sometime. I've forgotten the date, but when it was built. But it was there before the railway, and as it was Barton Gates was sort of level crossing, and the railway line went right past the church in quite near, and the signal box was very near, and of course you could hear the trains. And on a Sunday, I suppose there was a particular time when a particular train went past, and if they hadn't worked out the timing of the sermon properly, the vicar or whoever was taking the sermon would have to stop, because you couldn't hear him, and wait till the train had gone by and then continue again, which we quite enjoyed. First thing we'd notice at the school, there were West Indians arrived, and when I lived in Windmill Parade, we in the 60s, probably early 60s, late 50s, we had West Indian neighbours, and they worked on the railway, I think. And my father worked on the railway as well, so we had people coming to church to All Saints then as well, and they all sort of seemed to live round All Saints Road and, well, all over this Treadwith and Barton and Treadwith, and then in the schools. And I look in my children's school photographs back then, and there was a scattering of West Indian. I'm saying West Indian because that's what they were, and it was very few and far between if they were Asian. But obviously later on there were much more, and now the school that my children went to, that I went to and my father went to, which was Widden Junior School in Widden Street, is now about three quarters Muslim. All Saints closed in I think it was 1986. It was talked about for a couple of years before that, but and the roof wanted doing, and that was a sort of a, you know, bugbear as well to try and raise the money for that. And our vicar had retired from ill health and gone away, and we had various clergy in temporarily, and we had a church army officer, Alan Fitch, who was very good, and he did try his utmost to keep the church going, but powers that be or something, they decided not. So in 1986, the church closed, I'm pretty sure it was then, and I came here to St James. Some of us did, not many, because a lot of people didn't, at All Saints at the time, didn't actually live in the area, so they went elsewhere. But a few of us came to St James and were made very welcome.